song Scandinavian accent. "We are not freaks or desperate attention seekers. We are learned in lore that has long been hidden from common knowledge. We are artisans, dealers in magic, granters of the most unlikely fantasies."
"Wow! All that in one little traveling fair," I murmured as I moved to the side to get another series of shots with a second filter.
"We are unique. Madame will find nothing like us anywhere else in the world. Here are mystics and philosophers, magicians and conjurers of the ethereal."
I had doubts that a tattoo and piercing artist could be described as ethereal, especially when viewed in relation to one's nipples, but kept that thought to myself, instead murmuring inconsequential comments as I satisfied my need to capture on film the fascinating old bust.
"Isle? You're not thinking of getting something pierced, are you?"
I turned to smile at the middle-aged woman who stood clutching a plastic carrier bag, her eyes wide and wary.
"No, this kind lady was letting me photograph her phrenologist's head."
The spiky-haired vendor eyed first Gretel, my second cousin, whom I'd known since I was a small child, then me.
"I can offer a discounted price for more than one tattoo if Madame's friend would care to join her. I am happy to do a tattoo of a more intimate nature, if that is desired. I am told that my work on labias is unparalleled."
Gretel's eyes widened even more. I took her by the arm and steered her away from the tattoo artist, saying as we left,
"I appreciate the offer, but I never jump into something without thinking it through, and that includes tattoos on my naughty parts. Thanks again for letting me have pictures of your partner's head."
"Did you know that woman?"
Gretel asked as we moved down the center aisle of the fair. She cast a glance over her shoulder, as if she was worried the tattooist was going to chase us down and force us to get vagina tats.
"Not at all. But she was interesting, don't you think?"
"Well, this whole place is interesting.
How did you hear about it?"
"An old friend of mine works here. I went to see if she was here, but her booth was closed. The Vicken lady next to her told me that she was off shopping, though, and she should be back any time."
"What would you like to do while we wait for her?"
Gretel stopped and looked around. I looked with her. The goth fair itself consisted of two rows of booths set up in a U-shape and a large main tent standing at the bottom. Flyers rippling in the breeze proclaimed that two bands would be playing later in the evening, but a couple of magic shows were scheduled earlier. I glanced at my watch.
"I'd love to see the magic acts, but those don't start for an hour. How about we check out the palm reader? Or they have some sort of aura photography thing? That might be fun. I wonder what sort of camera tricks they use to give people auras. Maybe I could examine their setup and figure it out."
Gretel laughed and nudged my hand, which was still holding my camera.
"Trust you to want to see the photography booth."
"That's why I'm here, after all,"
I said lightly, gesturing down the length of the fair to where a booth with a giant eyeball was painted on a wooden sign.
"You are here to recover from recent events in your life, nothing more,"
Gretel said firmly, stopping me when I began to protest.
"I would never be able to look myself in the face if I made you work while you were staying with me. You relax, you rest, you get your feet under you again, and then you will return to the States and find yourself a new job. A better one. One that will not have an employer who tries to grope you."
I could have handled Barry's octopus hands if it had just been that, but when he found out I filed a sexual harassment charge, he cooked up a few accounts to make it look like I messed up.
Lying, despicable, boob-grabbing bastard.
I took a deep breath, reminding myself that I had 2½ long months.